This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. Well, what a week was last week. You're still standing? Hi, hello, thank you for joining me today. I'm glad you're still standing. You must be if you join me. This is Monday morning, if you're stateside, Monday afternoon here in the UK, and you're with Tune In with Erica. My name is Erica Longdon, if we haven't met before. It's nice to make your acquaintance. I'm a host here on 1-2 Radio on Mondays, kicking off the week, and also an advisor, very proud and honoured to be an advisor on 1-2 Listen. So, how are you doing? I can see people coming in my Facebook chat room. You guys are a joy. I'll come in there and say hello to you. If you want to go and join them and join the fun, you will find us on Facebook. It's a closed group, 12radio.com. You can come in or look at the website, 12radio.com, and look at the menu. On the left-hand side, there's an option to chat. Come on in there. I know that looking down the road, I can almost reach out and touch her. Jennifer Hart from Cornwall is there. And I think I've just seen Tara Elizabeth come in. Okay, I will get in there. I'm going to do some readings today. I have two, not one, but two tarot decks. I've got my Angel Wisdom and my Angel Tarot with me. I have a flight of dragons with me. I had to look up the collective noun for a dragon because I didn't know. Apparently you can have a thunder of them if there's an awful lot of them. But usually it's a flight of dragons. So I had a flight of dragons with me because I thought that would be very handy. So if you want a dragon card in particular, it's a wonderful deck, this, with these incredible powerful dragons. Do say which, and I can get you a dragon to your side. My dragon Max has been very active last week because it was such a fiery week, as I am sure you noticed. A stellium. And I thank Mark Husson for that information. I didn't know that's what you call seven planets in Aries, a stellium, all forcing forward. Somebody wrote, which I like the description, Aries being the first sign of the zodiac, rather than being a fire, it's like the spark, the ignition for the year. It's light that blue touch paper. And then last week, stand well back. What a week. I was absolutely inspired. I went at Tuesday like a mad thing and spring cleaned and cleaned and painted the fence and then had to lie down all Wednesday to recover. I spent the entire week at times totally inspired and doing things that I've meant to do for ages, including booking myself into an ashram and going on a pilgrimage. That was all in the same day that I spring cleaned and painted everything and then collapsed on Wednesday, absolutely exhausted. And then obviously the moon has moved on. We had that incredible new moon in Aries on Friday. I was running a gong bath on Saturday. That was extraordinary. My gongs have never sounded like that. They do change with the energies, but they were much louder and much stronger because we'd gone over into a Taurus moon by that point. What a week. So all last week, flashes of inspiration followed by utter exhaustion. And now what have I got? I'm waking up the last two mornings. I've had really weird dreams and I have woken up absolutely furious. And this is from someone who doesn't normally say I'd have a temper, but clearly life is teaching me something. I'm having these dreams, particularly people from my past, and waking up in such a temper. And I don't want to wake up in a temper. I'm like, WTF, what is going on here? I'm a Libra. We like arranging flowers and straightening pictures. I don't want to be waking up in a temper. But obviously, it's there to teach me something. I'm obviously processing stuff that was going on the previous week. It's a learning experience. Everything that comes to us, whether we like it or not, I like to view as a learning experience. So, maybe I'm learning that it's okay to express a temper. When I was a child, when you were a small girl, certainly in the 1950s, you were not allowed to express a temper. It was undecorous. It's very unbecoming, my dear. You do not do that. So I always shoved my temper down. So maybe I'm getting taught that. If you're feeling like that, I am in there with you. It has been an extraordinary week in the news. I don't know if you had it in the news in the States. We had it over here. There was a half marathon race in China run by robots. And I looked at it and went, ooh, that's a worry. Stormtroopers. And of course, they can run faster than any human being. And as with all things that humans invent, I'm sure they can be put to wondrously good use or not. We will see. The other thing I've just looked at, there's a sleeping dragon in Tuscany. They have found, scientists have found, they were busy looking for minerals, a super volcano in Tuscany. So super, it makes Yellowstone look like a walk in the park. And you go, okay, don't want to be waking that one up. They're thinking of mining for lithium. And I'm going, no, 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 don't do that. It reminds me of the Hogwarts motto, Draco dormiens nunquam titillandus, or Draco dormiens nunquam excitare, is probably what I would say. Do not poke and wake up a sleeping dragon. Don't go mining for lithium there, really. Anyway, if you've had a week like that, I was looking up and thinking, what can I do with this, especially when I wake up angry? So it's not something I care to do. And the antidote to that, if you've had a week like that, if it's pushed your buttons, it's this Mars Saturn, Mars pushing forwards and Saturn going, no, 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 stop. You can't do that. This frustration, this, oh, it's just really got under my skin. I'm sure Mark Carson will be addressing it in his show at the top of the hour. But one way to get around that, the way that you would expect, is to meditate. Or meditate. And meditation does not have to be sitting on your backside chanting Om. I like doing that, but I completely understand that other people do not. You can do it walking, mindfully. There's one that I've been practicing, actually, that's very good for snapping you straight into the moment, which is to be out walking and breathe in for four steps and breathe out for four steps until your entire focus, it becomes like an ocean of breath going in and out as you walk. That is very calming because you're getting the physical exercise and you're doing the breath work as well. So breathe, do whatever it takes to keep you on an even keel. That's what boats do. They keep on an even keel in a storm, or they shelter and get out of the way. If you can't shelter and get out of the way, will you take down the sails and you keep an even keel? I have to say, as a Brit, I've just done the standard British thing when you get wound up. I've made a jolly strong cup of tea. That's what we tend to do. Lord knows what Brits did before we discovered tea in India. Never mind. I've got to remember to say a shout out to Polly Ford and her mum, Anna, who may be listening, to Erin as well, and also Anna in Guernsey. I think that's kind of covered most of the things I was going to talk about. The chat room is buzzing, so let me just refresh my page and go in there and say hello to everybody and see how you're all feeling, how you've been dealing with this week. While I'm doing that and turning everything the right way up, I'm very much looking forward to hearing Mark Husson's show at the top of the hour, because he's going to be talking about our sun sign and how, in fact, it's something that we are becoming. I'm fascinated by that idea. I've never heard that before. And frankly, Mark, this Libra would like to become more balanced this week, please. So, okay, let me have a look in this chat room. Good morning to Jennifer Hart, just up the road in Cornwall. Hear you, Dreckly. Dreckly is a lovely Cornish word that covers a multitude of sins. It's a bit like the Spanish mañana por la mañana. It means we'll get round to it eventually, at some point. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth. Good afternoon, you wish me. Thank you. Jean McIntosh, it snowed 3 inches there. Oh my goodness gracious me. You would like a reading. I will come back and do that. Good morning to Joni Thompson. Crazy energy, absolutely. To Tara Elizabeth, would like a card. Everybody asking for cards. Good morning to Pamela Snow. To Quelly. Okay, I'm going to go back up the top and do some card readings. So let me start with Jean. I'm just instinctively reaching for the angel tarot. You're talking about a friend who's got a court date this week for a 10-year-old traffic ticket. What? Is that not like taxes here? They can't come after you after 7 years. Gosh. Okay, in that case, I'm going to use the Angel Wisdom deck. So let's just tune into you and your friend and ask for Archangel Jeremiah for justice and just say, come on, guys, 10 years for a traffic ticket. Have they not got something more useful to do? I'm not for dodging the law. I'm not suggesting we break the law, but really, 10 years for a traffic ticket. Okay, I think it's going to be good news. I have the Three of Water. It's a card of celebration. Interestingly, it's got a new moon, but it's more developed than the new moon. It's on its way to full. So these people are celebrating, getting together. So I'm going to say that even if she gets told off, that it's going to go well. Good morning to Joni. Crazy energy. Reading welcomed on direction. Okay, this time I'm going to go over to my Angel Tarot deck and see. So clear the deck. Joni, a reading on direction you would like. Oops, they're flying out. Okay, so direction. So interesting, this card, it's a major arcana card, and it's got on it the because the major arcana is our archetypes through life, our journeys through life. And it's got the guy who started out as the dreamer or the fool in standard tarot, and he's got halfway through his journey. And what's stopping him is his own sense of entrapment. This card is about get out of your own way. Sometimes it can mean that you're grasping, that you're too focused on material things, but I don't think that is the case in this card. It is, you're getting your own way. So I'm going to ask them for another card and just say, because you're asking for direction, in what way, what can you say to Joni about this direction? Whoops, there we go. So what I'm going to say is this direction, again, I've got a card about attaching to the past of sadness, of things that have happened in the past that are acting like a ball and chain around your ankles. So it's not so much a direction I'm getting told here, Joni. It's dealing with past issues that are not allowing you to see your way forward. And that's interesting. That kind of feels like those dreams that I've been talking about at the beginning of the show that I've been having. They were all past stuff. And I think the stellium of planets in Aries has just brought up so much old stuff for people. So I hope you will find that helpful. Tara Elizabeth would like a card for the week. I've switched back to Angel Wisdom. And just see, wow, that came flying out of the deck. Lovely water card. Knight of Water. Now, when I've got a Knight of Water, this means deeply feeling. And so sometimes you might find that emotions are really, he's galloping along on a horse and the water is flying out of the cup. So it can be emotions are very heightened. It can be a very flirtatious view of life. Just taking a light-hearted view. And perhaps if you're feeling the energy is very heavy, that will be a useful way to be. And it's also about falling in love with life. So if stuff just seems very heavy, world events, just remember what a gorgeous soul you are and that you can have contentment within your own sphere. We can always find some peace no matter what is going on in the world. So I hope that is helpful. Jennifer Hart, hello. You've been having angry dreams as well. Oh my goodness, what is going on in court? Just all these angry people. Card for you, Jennifer. So let's have a look. What card? I've gone back to the Angel Tarot for this. It's I feel the Angel Tarot with you more than the Wisdom deck because you've got blue eyes. Interestingly, Jennifer, whoa. There's one card in this deck that doesn't belong to the deck. It came from a deck that I no longer have, and somehow this card ended up in it and it just stayed there. It's called Change in Direction, and it's from the Daily Angel deck that I had years ago that I've long since parted company with. So it's about the changes that you are experiencing that can be very challenging, and I know you are dealing with some of those, are useful. They're part of a process, and it's reminding us to just keep focused in the moment, in the presence, on what we have that is working on love, on friendship, everything around us that supports us, that stops us engaging with the drama of the thing that won't work. And I know you'll understand that, Jennifer. So that's the card I've got for you. Okay. Where have I got to? So there we go. Pamela, you've been keeping your angels busy. Yes, on your comment, I have been having wild dreams too. Gosh, we're all at it, the dream world. Must be chaotic. Good morning to Quelly. Tara Elizabeth said there was a little girl who had a little curl right in the middle of her forehead. And when she was good, she was very, very good. And when she was bad, she was horrid. My grandmother used to recite that to me. That's me this week. Okay. Yes, Jennifer, there is a super volcano near Naples and Vesuvius too. I'm sure they're all joined up. Let's hope they just leave that dragon sleeping. Thank you very much. Pamela Snow has also had a white knuckle ride through the week. I'm just going to refresh this page because I can see other people who've come in and just have a look and see what is going on. Bear with me while I sort it out. No, I don't want relevant Facebook. I want the right order. So let me just have a look going down the page. That's better. Good morning to Laura, holding you very much in loving thoughts. I know you're going through a difficult time, so let me do a card for you. Let's call in some angels, some angel wisdom for Laura, please. Okay. Clear the deck. What card? What angel? Okay. So it's interesting because I know I've got the Seven of Swords. Now, the Swords is our thoughts, our mental condition, and the Seven of Swords is always about a loss of peace of mind, which, knowing what's been going on in your life, I'm not surprised. What I did have before I came on air was a dragon card that came through, and I feel it's come for you, Laura. And it's the most beautiful, almost opaque silver dragon, and a soul guardian. And a soul guardian dragon is with us when we're facing life's shadows and just takes care of us and gets us through. So I'm going to ask this soul dragon, Laura, to stay with you and help you through what I know is a very challenging period in your life. Hello to Tara. You said, thank you for the Knight of Cups. You're enjoying it. My computer is doing very strange thing. It keeps locking onto stuff I have not asked it to do. Let me just bear with me while I just sort it out. Someone remoted my computer without my permission last week, and I'm wondering whether they've messed something up. That's the polite way of putting it. Bear with me. I was supposed to give a reference for somebody, and they sent a kind of remote system that I did not please me. Okay. Tara Elizabeth said, my grandparents too. What you were saying made me think of it. Okay. Yes, I do love that saying. Jennifer Hart says, funnily enough, friend I stopped to see on your way home and I were talking about being in the moment here and now. Absolutely. I think it's the only thing that's going to get us through this, because I think the rest of this year, this fire horse is the astrologers I speak to just say, buckle your seatbelts. But I think it's a learning year. I think it's going to be cathartic. In many ways, it's going to bring wonder and it's going to bring challenges and it's going to really make us rip open what we believe and how we look at the world and how we feel about the world and what matters. I think at the basis of all that has got to be, no matter what, it's got to be kindness and compassion. I see here in the UK we've got terrible news, and I see again in the States you've got shootings and things, and I do look at that and think, how does that happen? And every time it happens, what it does in its awfulness is it causes a great groundswell of compassion for those who are impacted by this. And maybe we're going to see more of that this year. I hope not, because I don't want to see awful events happen to people. But I just think it's going to be a year of light and shadows and almost being forced to be more aware of what underlies that which we are shown. I think it's going to be looking beneath the surface and taking a real look at what is real and what is not. The lesson from A Course in Miracles is, of course, that only love is real. Everything else is illusion. I'm not a profound student of that book, although I have it, and it did turn up at an extraordinary moment in my life. But I do remember that the main tenet of that is nothing real exists and only love is real. Great thought to meditate on when you're having a challenging moment and you're trying to find the love. I did also do a reading today for you if you can't get in the Facebook chat room, because I do realise that not everybody can or indeed wants to. So I did do a reading from my Angel Wisdom deck and said what will be helpful this week to us to get through, and I just had the most delightful little mermaid who offered us, it's the Ace of Water, offering us a cup of innocence and love. So again, maybe the way to get through all this is to go back to that innocence that children have when they are born, when they haven't formed judgments and they haven't been having their thoughts structured in certain ways. They're just innocent, and they see this wide-eyed child's view, at which love is the centre. So thank you to that little mermaid for that. I'm going to be seeing some real mermaids next week. Yep, real live swimming ones. We have a huge festival in the village down the road from me here called the Food Festival. Good morning to Maureen White Varner. I will quickly nip in the chat room and see, because I know you would want to speak to me. But I'm going to see these mermaids. It's Mischief the Mermaid. She is a professional mermaid, and her merpod. And they do train not far from here. They are just spectacular to see. So I'm looking forward to the mermaids. In the last seconds, I'm just going to nip into this Facebook chat room and just catch up with Maureen, my Libra sister. I'm hoping you found some balance, because I sure as heck haven't. Good morning. Late as under the weather, quickly doing a message, of course, for you, my darling. I've just got time. Let's switch to the other deck, the angel ones. Laura said, thank you. You are very welcome, my darling. This is your favourite beer. Tastes like chocolate, and says, here there be dragons. Oh, how beautiful. I do love that. Thank you to Soul Guardian Dragon for tuning in to you. Maureen White Varner. Let's see if I can just quickly fit in a card. There it comes. Fire card, as if we hadn't had enough fire this week. This is the Nine of Fire. It's about, you're almost there. Have courage. Be yourself, be authentic, don't give up. But you don't have to pick fights either. Just have that fire in your belly that you know who you are and you know what you want and you know what you want to stand up for. Okay, very, very, very deep breath. That has flown by. Gosh, this fire energy is extraordinary. I hope you had a really great week and you found some inspiration in the fire that we've had around us. I will be back at the same time next week when I've been swimming with mermaids. In the interval, have a truly wonderful week. Lots of blessings, lots of love. Take care of yourself, and bye-bye for now.